Marlo, Trump-hating Fabulous Goldberg did not have war secrets. By Pam Key on March 30, 2025. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlo said on this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures that the Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg was a fabulist who acted like he had war secrets when he was added to a Signal chat among senior national security officials. Host Maria Bartiromo said, "Have you ever had an email where someone's number is embedded in that email? I'm told what happened was during the campaign, Michael Waltz was talking with his communications person because the communications person was being contacted by Goldberg at the Atlantic who was complaining about military families. So the communications person says to Michael Waltz, 'Can you talk to Goldberg about this?' He sends him an email. In the email is Goldberg's number, the contact card in Walter's Rolodex sucked in the number. Has that ever happened to you when you have someone's number and then the AI of the contact comes up and says, 'Well, this could be his number, that could be his number.' All these suggestions because of what it collected in the email. That's the excuse for what happened with that Signal blunder. What are your thoughts on the chat blunder?" Marlo said, "If you looked at my phone is just loaded with all sorts of nefarious journalists who are looking to do me harm in the Trump agenda. That's my phone. So of course, these guys have the same contacts. Now, I would have loved an explanation like you just provided of how it happened. That would have been nice to hear that right away instead of letting this go on." He continued, "The main thing is the mission was successful. The conversation was not some sort of clandestine confidential information. It was all information that was fine, and the conversation was very smart. I hope you actually read the conversation if they were going to read these leaked chats." Marlo added, "Jeffrey Goldberg's a fabulist. He acted like he had war secrets. He didn't anything of the sort. He was just trying to get attention for himself and his publication, which is funded by Trump hater and Lorraine Powell Jobs. The Atlantic, that has been undermining Trump from the very beginning." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.